Communicate with Confidence, How to Say It Right the First Time and Every Time. Author, Diana Boer. What causes frustration and failure? All successful professionals either realize that communication skills can increase their ability to lead more effectively, or understand that poor communication habits are limiting their influence and results. Better communication is an essential ongoing process. Failure to communicate is the frustration of modern management. All relationships depend on the sum total of your interactions, stacked end to end. Personally, professionally, communication becomes a life or death issue. Establishing credibility. Find commonalities. Try to discover attitudes, likes and dislikes, family backgrounds, careers, goals, experiences, and values you have in common with others. Attitudes and morals are what matter most to the majority of people. Show competence. To lead by words or actions, your followers need to have faith in your competence to perform. Leaders acknowledge their accomplishments as leaders, but avoid arrogance. The attitude behind the talk turns the tables. Conversing one-to-one. Assess knowledge correctly. Aim to meet your listeners exactly at their knowledge and interest level. To do that, ask yourself 5 questions. Where is their primary interest in the situation? How much do they already know, and from what source or perspective they are likely to have received information? How will they use the information for themselves? Why would they want to know this? What reaction will they have to the subject? Read the meta message. Meta messages come from the context, relationship, timing, tone, purpose, and person speaking. With any meta message, a response to only the words is insufficient. If an argument or discussion follows, it will most certainly be off the subject. Listen and respond to the meta message. Measure your relationships. If you want to gauge the progress of a relationship from the other person's point of view, listen to what they are willing to tell you. Clichés, facts, judgments and opinions, personal feelings. As the relationship grows, you will notice these verbal cues along the way. Being persuasive. The dynamics of persuasion. Aristotle's 3 prongs of persuasion are these: to reason logically, to understand human character and goodness in their various forms, and to understand the emotions. You'll have to excite the customer about the status they will enjoy with the new product, emotion, and then you'll have to convince that customer that the new product is best of its kind in the market, logic. Finally, the buyer will need to believe that you are an honest salesperson who tells the complete truth, character. Be specific. If you have moved people emotionally with an appeal, don't waste passion stirred in them. Persuade them to do something specific. They need an emotional release or a sense of closure if they have to come to a logical conclusion. Give them something specific to do, to decide, buy, or create. Recognize resistance. Recognize all signs of resistance, so that you know how far you are from your goal of agreement and can deal with people's concerns early before it's too late. Engage with other people early. Make interaction a dialogue, not a monologue. Investigate the causes. When having difficulty getting people to accept your point, take time to investigate their points. Your willingness to investigate and listen goes a long way in demonstrating your integrity and intelligence. Check for reasoning errors. Some common reasoning faults include generalizing from a single case, focusing on all or nothing, and starting something but not proving it. Focusing on all or nothing, and stating something but not proving it. Listening. Decide to listen. Good listening requires conscious effort and a willing mind. It's a decision to take an action, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Listening involves actively processing what the other person says to you. It keeps you up to date and out of trouble, increasing your impact when you speak. It gives you a negotiating edge, power, and influence. Listening makes other people love you, whether in a professional or personal context. Analyze the tone. Sometimes people are deceived by someone's tone or manner. Listen past them to the real message and action to make sure you're not being persuaded by the communication style or tone rather than by the idea themselves. Ask the right question. Know your purpose. With purpose comes organization. You can go from the general to the specific. While specific, narrow questions give the asker more control. It sometimes provides less information. These questions are either easy to answer or difficult to answer if the answer puts the listener on the spot. To choose which is best, know your purpose. Solicit opinions only if you intend to evaluate. Asking doesn't guarantee listening. Listening doesn't guarantee use, but people will watch for a pattern when you ask for their opinions. Follow through by listening and evaluating what you hear. Just going through the motions of gathering opinions and ideas creates hostility. Giving feedback and criticizing. Identify your motive. Positive reasons for criticizing include a commitment to and concern for another person, and a sense of responsibility for things done right. Negative reasons include poor self-esteem, and a resulting attempt to build yourself up at someone else's expense, as a defense or an excuse for your own failures. Include credit. The problem with giving the positives first is that the person doesn't really enjoy them because of their anxiety and waiting for the negatives. The problem with giving criticism first is that the negative discussion gets out of hand. Neither of you may be in the frame of mind to share and enjoy the positives. You can focus only on the action, ways in which you would like to see the person improve and what they are already doing right. People would rather work on self-improvement goals than on problems to be solved. You can also give both praise and criticism in balanced proportions, but at different times. Communicate your observations in a way that the other person can benefit and use for long-time improvement for all concerned. Resolving conflict. Determine the nature of conflict. Conflict can be divided into 5 categories: conflicts over facts, circumstances, personalities, goals, or values. Once you've categorized the conflict, you'll have a clear understanding of the effort involved in resolving it and the potential for a successful resolution. Some conflicts will be resolved quickly, some will be never-ending. Plan your future actions and reactions accordingly. Set clear expectations. Many conflicts are simply a result of unclear expectations. Outline the expectations relating to any relationship, formal or social. It's easy to be disappointed when others fail to meet yours. Minimize the crosstalk between men and women. Verify the type of question. Females often use questions to redirect someone's thinking. They also use questions in the traditional way, to solicit information, to build consensus around an idea, or to develop their staff members and help them rethink their positions, plans, or ideas. Men, on the other hand, don't recognize indirect messages or pick up on nuances in words or body language. As a result, women ask questions that are meant in a variety of ways, and men may ignore their implied objections and feelings. 2. Women ask questions that are meant to solicit information to which men may react defensively. Selling tips for women. Don't make your buyer feel obligated if you don't want to be perceived as less powerful and damage your chances for negotiating your terms. When explaining your product or service, confidence in his intelligence and quick understanding. Handle confrontational or blunt statements as requests for further evidence of what you're saying. Depend on your own proven sense of timing in your presentation. Don't interpret his non-expressive face as a sign of boredom or disagreement. Avoid a matronly tone, as in scolding, demanding, or condescending. Selling tips for men. Put aside a fatherly tone to avoid inciting a woman's inclination to plead, thus damaging your own negotiating power. Don't disregard a woman's intelligence with a condescending tone in explaining products or services. Avoid a pleading or over-solicitous tone so as not to damage the buyer's confidence in your product or service, or weaken your negotiating strength. Guard against a competitive, challenging tone when a female customer voices objections and reservations. Depend on your proven sense of timing in presentation. Don't interpret nods and smiles as premature buying signals. Using social media. Pick your media. If you're not using social media, survey your options. Pick the media that suits your purpose. LinkedIn is a place where you find professionals carrying on business conversations, questions, and answers to help you make business decisions or recommendations on suppliers and resources. For example, Facebook for Business is about loyalty. Those people who already know and love you like your Facebook fan page. Twitter represents a trade show aisle, with everyone mixing and mingling at lightning speed. Some people tweet questions, experts tweet answers to be helpful, hoping to build a relationship and perhaps win a customer. Hootsuite and TweetDeck allow you to post a tweet on Twitter and then roll the post to Facebook as well. We all communicate to a point. We communicate until someone makes an insensitive remark, until someone asks for our advice, until a friend tells us we need to learn how to negotiate, until we get a flaming email, until a trusted friend deletes us on Facebook. When you find yourself in one of these situations, you may feel the need to change the way you're communicating. More than any other skill, communication determines people's success in sales meetings, marriage, or management.